Bryson Corley threw the 16th no-hitter in Frontier League history and the second in Thunderbolts history as the Thunderbolts defeated the Lake Erie Crushers 7-0 at Standard Bank Stadium Tuesday night. I'm Terry Bonadonna, and this is today's Thunderbolts podcast. Windy City jumped out to an early lead, scoring a run in the first on a Brandon Decker two-out RBI single. They added two more the following inning with an RBI double from Travis Weaver. He was on third base for Chris Wade.
Another 3-2 to Wade. Looper out to shallow right field. That ball sinking fast, and it falls in for a hit in front of a diving Jason Taylor. Weaver scores. Wade into second base as that ball bounced past Taylor after the dive. It's an RBI double for Chris Wade and a 3-0 Thunderbolts lead.
The Thunderbolts made it 4-0 in the third when Ryan Cuneo doubled home Decker. Meanwhile, Corley retired the first 11 batters of the game. The Crushers got their first base runner in the fourth when Jason Taylor walked. He was stranded at first base. Windy City finished their scoring in the fifth inning. With the bases loaded and two outs, Jarek West came up.
1-0. Fly ball out to right field. That's going to fall in for a hit. And that ball rolls past Taylor and to the wall. Cuneo scores. Aukus is being waved around third base. He's going to score. It's a three-run triple for Jarek West. And the Thunderbolts lead 7-0.
West had four hits total in the game. Corley walked just two more hitters and never found himself in trouble. After a sixth-inning free pass, Brian Erie moved to second on a groundout, the only time a Crusher reached second base in the game. Corley finished with 9 strikeouts, one away from his career high. He threw 129 pitches, 81 of which were strikes. The seventh-year pro who has pitched out of the bullpen throughout his career was making just his 17th career start. With two outs in the ninth inning, after a close check swing call, Corley got Jason Taylor.
2-2 on Taylor. Back to the windup, Corley's pitch. Ground ball back to the pitcher's mound. Corley gloves it. He throws to first, and he's done it. The second no-hitter in Thunderbolts history. Tyson Corley defeats the Lake Erie Crushers 7-0, and he's being mobbed at first base.
It was the first no-hitter in the Frontier League since July 27, 2011, and the first Thunderbolts no-hitter since Isaac Hess achieved it against the Midwest Sliders on August 5, 2008. Corley improved to 5-8 with the victory, and Eric Gonzalez-Diaz lasted just 3 innings in the loss. The win moves the Thunderbolts into a tie with Lake Erie, one game out of the final wildcard spot. These two teams continue their 3-game set on Wednesday night at 7:05. Thanks for listening to today's Thunderbolts podcast.